Okay, yay! Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode, again, I never do my homework,
right? I don't know. 325.
You know, we still get listens and plays from the last, like, I don't know, week, since it's been like a month and a half since we did the last one. I'm like, yay, we actually have... We've gotten a lot better. We actually have a smidge of traction. It's just sad to announce that this is my lovely co-host's final podcast. Monica's moving back to Colorado, kids.
So to now, grow pot and become a millionaire.
Do it.
Yeah, exactly. So Monica is going to be leaving us after this show. Boo hoo! It's been fun.
That sounded so sincere.
This show is
fucking who
next? Who wants it next? No, this show was a great idea. We had—I'll never forget. I was on my honeymoon in Hawaii, and I was reading one of Monica's posts about dating, and it was just funny. And it's like, you know what we should do? We should do a podcast about comics and dating and horse shit.
Right after he gets married, I love your time.
Exactly. Right. I'm on my balcony in fucking Honolulu. Like, this is a great idea. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no, I'm not drunk. I'm serious. And here it was a Safe Word podcast. So now. We're going to pass the torch to the next month to Teresa DeGaetano, who ironically was on episode numero uno.
Yay.
So Teresa's going to be part of the
awesome.
Saber Plus cast. But
she's
awesome. She is. She's no Monica Vita, but then again.
Oh, but she's got a lot more dating stories. I'm already jaded. I've given up. She's still out there.
You're still out there, too.
She's gorgeous. She's out there. She still has hope.
Okay. On to that, we're going to talk about our first guest. To my right sits Christopher Crespo, everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
You know. And, of course, everyone's Jewish favorite camp counselor, Pamela Ray.
Hi.
Taking her last trip of kids today, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
She's excited about that. So, here we are. Safe Word episode, I don't know why. We're just hanging out, shooting the breeze. What else is going on, Monica? Anything else new and exciting? What are we doing?
Other than packing. It's really amazing how much crap you accumulate over, like, 16 years of New York City living. You wouldn't think so.
Right.
There's not a lot of room, but somehow we make every nook and cranny work. So,
they had what I've been doing. There's a study out that's showing that, I think, moving, the death of someone in the family, and getting fired are your three biggest stress inducers. And there is nothing fucking more I hate than fucking moving. Death can take second place. I don't know. Some people deserve to die. But first place. There, I mean, I moved literally across. I lived in that building across the way. And I moved here with my wife. I lived by myself. I moved here across the way. And it still sucked. And I moved literally 50 feet across the way. I'm like, this.
Well, that's the thing. I've moved a lot within the city. And I'm like, you know, whatever. But now I'm freaking out because I'm doing an out of state. So I have to, like, actually get movers. And, you know, figure out how long it's going to take and make sure by the time they get there I have my apartment and all this other bullshit. And then it's one of those, like, if you forget something, bye. Forget
bye
it.
And then bye it when you get there.
Yeah, so, but it is. And it's amazing because, like, I have a bookshelf in my, like, kind of kitchen family room. And, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh, there's a decent amount of books. But, like, I'm starting to pack them away, and every single time I'm, like, I finish a box, I'm like, why does this fucking shelf still look like it's full? Like, it's, how do I got a lot of shit.
You know what you can do? My buddy gave me this idea. Sell your books
burn
that
them.
You don't want to.
You
I mean, pretend it's, like, 1933 Germany. Burn them, you fucking Aryan. No, idiot. Sell them on Amazon. Sell the books that you don't want to read anymore on Amazon.
I have a thing with books.
Okay.
Don't ask.
Did that just get really creepy or what?
I like to thumb.
I was about to ask, is that what
I like
single?
To thumb through them by candlelight when I'm feeling lonely and I've had some red wine.
The rich mahogany smell gets her juices flowing, I guess.
That dusty mold. It's an aphrodisiac.
When is your official day that you'll be jettisoning our fair city?
I expect to be start driving back June 29th. And I'm still looking for somebody to drive with me, but nobody wants to drive with me in a bulldog and some questionable taste in music.
Interesting.
It's not.
What are you offering?
Nothing. Paid food, paid ride.
So you're just looking to have some of this for company's sake, or?
I just, you know, I don't want to be murdered.
You know how you can do that? Fly.
Well, I can't put my dog on that. Although.
You can put your dog on a plane.
No, he's old and. anxiety ridden, and he'd probably die.
For like $200, you can get him certified as like I have anxiety.
I'm doing that.
I hate those people. There's nothing more, and I love dogs, but I hate people who bring dogs on fucking planes.
Oh, but this is like, I would buy a seat for him, and he would literally be sitting next to me. He's not going under the seat if I do that.
So you need somebody to sit and just watch as you're driving over from New York to Denver?
Well, hopefully help me drive too. But
oh, now, see?
I mean, it would be nice if I didn't have to. But, yeah.
Then the driving part came to be, and you're like, well, fuck that.
I can drive from New York to Denver.
Uh-oh.
Cruise control, right?
Not just cruise control, yeah.
I'll do this, and then you just break one.
Monica, this is a radio show. People can't see what you're doing with your hands. She's mimicking jerking somebody off. If you
no, I'm her. Not. I was saying
she needs to be mimicking jerking someone off if you want to fill that seat.
I know. Well, yeah. No, if I offered pussy, yeah, for sure. I wouldn't be having this issue.
I mean,
you'd have like 1,000.
Yeah, no. I've already established that with a few guys. They're like, I'll go. And I was like, I'm not sleeping with you. And they're like, oh.
No, never mind. Fuck that shit.
I mean, I'm busy.
You mean you want me to just be a nice person and be a friend now?
I mean, I'm giving up my time riding in a car for 40-some plus hours. How many hours did you figure out it's going to take? At least like 2 days, right?
Three, probably.
Okay. Going to stop and see any shit on the way there?
No. Just I drive through Chicago, but I don't really want to visit it.
I mean, you can do a gig there or two.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Yeah.
I just want to get to Denver. I want to get settled. I can always fly to Chicago and do gigs.
Yeah, so fuck you, you deep dish loving pizza assholes.
You don't get none of this. None of this. You hear me?
Yeah, fuck you and the Cubs. I don't care if they're in first place for once. All right. Okay. So,
it's only the beginning of the season.
Oh, I know. Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
That's the spirit.
Plenty of time for the Yankees.
The Mets are real.
They're looking all right. That's a shit division there, Chris Crespo. You're lucky you're part of a shit division. My Yanks are not doing much at all. I predicted they will not be doing much of the season until they get rid of some of these dead contracts and old guys. But
whatever. Oh, no, you can always renew. That's the thing.
Bryce Harper will be a Yankee in 2 years. Write that down.
I don't.
I'm going to say no.
I like to drop the knuckleball part. That's, you know, that's how you get a guy to join the car ride with you. I'll drop a knuckleball on you while we're around St. Louis. Is that fair? Right when the arch comes around, I'll just drop the old knuckle. Right on. Anyway.
How Monica died in a car crash. She was blowing some dude.
Just one?
The dog was watching. He probably
that's not stopped the dog before.
No, he wants in on those things.
Oh, boy. So we got Pam and Chris here. So Pam was on the infamous show, Comics Watching Comics.
Yes.
And she's dying to know how she did.
I for sure don't ask once a week.
It's so funny. People are like, how did I do? I'm like, well, you're all right. But Pam's got a pretty cool story. Pam's got a lot of things going on. She is a self-described
Jewish midget with Tourette syndrome.
Now, if that doesn't get you in a
trifecta.
If Monica was a Jewish midget transsexual, I think that
transsexual.
What is that?
You took a big fucking
yeah.
Wow! Instant retraction.
Tourette to transsexual.
Freud just you know orgasm.
It is the difference between being a comedian and having a fucking sitcom. So
that was gonna say you want to be fuck exactly. Fuck working for some famous celebrity from the 90s running for her. I could have a sitcom by now. So it's got it. So I was going to say, having that, the Jewish midget
Tourette's. Got it. That time.
I can be like, tarantula. How does that like
tornado,
work?
Torpedo.
And she's very open about it on stage, which I think is awesome. She just loves to talk about it because when she walks on stage, you're like, wait, whoa, holy shit. There she is. If you're sitting all the way in the back. Like, oh shit, there she is. How does that like, when you write your act, like how does that, what percentage of your act is that, do you find?
I think all of it. Okay. I think there are so many good comedians out there that what sets people apart is like how your point of view is different.
Right.
And I bark at people and I uncontrollably wink at people.
I've never heard you bark at me. I'm very insulted.
I know, because if you did, I don't think I could ever live it down. So I will go to the bathroom and bark into a towel. Or I just like pretend like it was the dog or like the neighbors.
Now, what kind of bark is it? Is it more like a Chihuahua or
like
a Saint Bernard?
It's like a yip fuck. Like a yappy yip fuck is what I would kind of best describe
like
it.
Like an old comic. I got it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, are you fighting that back often or is it more like. Like, it gets triggered if you're super stressed or something.
It gets triggered if I'm super stressed or super excited or, like, the mailman comes.
That had better be interact.
It's not. It's truth.
Not that. No.
So, yeah, I mean, I think, like, my point of view, it's, dating as a Jewish midget with Tourette's, like, just, like, being in the world with a different point of view, I think it's what sets me apart, and... So I talk about it.
The material rights itself.
I know. I'm like really... I like won the genetic lottery.
Now,
except
so,
the Jew part. But.
But wait, your people make it in the end in Hollywood.
Because we paved the way, but yeah.
I have on Live Leak, which is where I put it, the show sometimes, some of the hate mails come through. And it's great.
Really?
My two favorite pieces of hate mail are going to tie in right now. One, quote, a bunch of non-funny Jews watching other non-funny Jews. I'm like, that's great. Because on the couch is John Moses, a ginger Canadian.
Yeah.
Right. Jimmy Failia, an Italian, and Leah Bonham, an Italian, and I'm German. So I thought that was hilarious.
I think I commented on that when you posted on Facebook.
I did.
Something like, the unfunniest Jew wasn't even there. Like,
and then another guy, really, I cracked up at this one. The guy writes, quote, oh, he looks like a Jew, meaning me. He looks like a Jew. He'll be famous in 5 years. I write back. I'm like, well, I'm not a Jew. Does that mean it's going to take me 10 years to be famous then?
Also, on what planet do you look like a Jew?
I don't. That's
you look like Hitler Youth.
I know that. And I take that as a very big compliment. Thank you very much.
Oh,
that's what I said. I'm like, how do you even get that?
Get your racism right, people.
That's what I said. I hate lazy racism.
Yeah.
Make it intelligent racism, and you get a laugh out of me 10 times
that's
out of 10.
That's a fucking oxymoron.
Are you sure it's not the comics that you just slammed on the show? Just
no. I'm going to tell you how I know. I'm going to tell you how I know this. Because on Live Leak, they have their handle and the flag where they reside. So it was like some guy from the Netherlands or some shit like that.
With a swastika.
Yeah, right? I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, really, Mr. Smith 305, whatever the fuck your name is? Like, that's what's
well,
gonna...
you know, the Jews rule America, so if you're in
they,
Europe...
And all the English think the same thing. You're exactly right. They're like, oh, comedy, New York, Jew. Like, no, actually, there are
black
others.
There
are
black people, Puerto Ricans.
I mean, we let them in sometimes, too, so that's good, you know. A few white guys, a lot of white nerdy guys. But
white comedians matter.
They do, but not to most people.
They're not funny, but they matter.
Yeah.
I mean,
depends where you depends where you hang out.
They always
get crash test dummies. Oh, that's true too. So when people come up to you at the end of a show, do you ever have people like, "Wow, that's you're a unicorn. I have to fuck you."
I'm not enough of the have to fuck you part. Not enough of that. The you're a unicorn, but then it's not followed by the second half of that, which would be really magical.
I like how you tied the unicorn to the magical.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. Yeah, no, not enough of that.
Really?
Someone told me that, like, every guy wants to sleep with a midget.
Oh, fucking check that. I need a... That's right here. Right here.
But I haven't experienced enough of those
and
guys.
You have great tits.
Thank
so
you.
They should want
Thank
to.
You
she even
so
got them
much.
Reduced, I read recently. I did not know that until 2 days ago. Pam puts on her Facebook, like, was on a date, had to tell a guy I got a reduction, and I forgot what your punchline was.
But I've never seen... It was like something like I've never seen someone
like
mourn something so deeply that they never had. Yeah.
What did you go from?
Like an I, which stood for like...
I?
Fucking no, they're so big. To a D.
I had a single D.
Yeah,
exactly. I thought they looked lovely.
I think so. Like, I, know, I
actually
know.
I actually had a girl who was with a G cup. It was my highest
Gargantuous.
Ever got. As in, goddamn, those are some big fucking titties. But an I cup? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that humble brag, damn!
My boobs were as far out as I was tall.
How long ago did you have reduced?
College. And then I like...
Perfect time to keep them!
No, because then I remained topless, and they made them like perky and perfect, and so I just then was pretty much topless for most of undergrad.
I mean, what's changed since now?
I work with kids.
Now I have to be a little more careful.
And wow, that's... Why'd you do that? Just out of curiosity, what made you decide to... pull the trigger and get them reduced?
Because I don't know that I had a great reason. They were just, like, huge.
You can't explain to a man, but as a woman, I feel you, because they're just, I mean, to have just anything like that sitting on your fucking chest.
Like, I would go for a run and get double black eyes. Like, my boots would just hit me in the
face. What was Dolly Parton's cup size?
I have no idea.
I mean, they're also immense, too.
She's
it's funny. When my wife was pregnant, I mean, she's a full C normally, but when she was pregnant, she had the double Ds. I'm like, keep them. She's like, fuck you.
Full of milk.
I know that.
They hurt.
I know that, but I'm being selfish.
But I mean, that's that. Like, double D isn't, you know, that's big, obviously. But I don't even know. Like, I saw a girl when I was walking over here, and petite, and literally her tits were her entire torso. I'm like, that just
You're getting hard, Chris. I know I'm getting there. I know I'm getting there.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. You can't. You will never be able to make a straight man understand.
No, you can't be like, if your penis was too big. Like, no guy would be like, that's just...
If your penis... How about if your penis dragged on the ground as you walk?
No, I would be doing a podcast right now.
That road rash.
It'd have to be like balls. Like, if your balls, like rubbed between your knees so much that you have, like there'd have to be, like, that type of analogy.
They'd be like, no, I keep on the just stay at home.
I'm still trying to figure out the
math. It's a proper equation, a ratio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, but actually, Kinison did a bit about that. He's like, you know, women getting reductions are bullshit. He's like, you ever see a guy go to a doctor and go, you gotta cut 3 inches off of this fucking thing. I'm getting too much pussy.
It's like, I mean, it was either my boobs cut off or a nose job.
She chose poorly.
Thank you, Indy.
Fuck you. How would people know I was Jewish if I changed?
Oh, they know once you start talking. Believe me.
I mean, look at the Europeans on his feed. They totally know Jews.
Yeah, right. How they get? Never mind. That's a
morons.
Lazy racism. Now, when back to your act, it's like, do you ever say sometimes like I'm relying too much on what I have with me instead of like going somewhere else?
Sometimes, but I feel like when I really feel like I'm getting stale, I start writing again. And I feel like even if the joke isn't about being a Jewish midget with Tourette's, like, it's my point of view, and that's who I am.
Right. See, that's... Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, like, I have jokes that aren't about dating. Or, I mean, aren't about that, but are just, like, about dating. Or, like, dating websites. Or, like, shit that I do that's really creepy on dating websites. That's not about being a Jewish midget with Tourette's, but
her Jade date handle name is...
I'm not on Jade. That's
no?
So cliche.
Really?
Yeah. It's also expensive.
She's like, it's New York. If you can't...
I'm just teeing her up, guys, and she is hitting bombs out of the park. It's too... How much
way to live up to a stereotype.
I don't even feel bad about it. Jaden is so expensive.
How much is it a month?
Like $40 or $50 a month.
Get out of here.
I know.
No way.
I know.
In comedian terms, it's about 10 open mics. No.
40 open mics.
More.
Well, if you say $50 a month, yeah.
Yeah. Open mics cost money. What are you talking about?
If it's a laughing Buddha mic, it's two of those.
No, God damn it, no. You know they're charging audience members now, right?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, to go to an open mic.
Is he's doing that? He's charging audience?
Yeah, you got
at Climate, I bet.
Yeah, right? You got a stamp on your hand and stuff.
What's he charging for an audience? I gotta know.
$5.
Fuck you. Charging an audience at a mic.
To sit at an open mic. That's like if I were to go to my open mic in the Grizzly Pear and go, hold on, you bought your drink, you gotta pay me now to sit.
Batting practice.
It's so, like, oh, my God.
That's like going to Guantanamo Bay and saying, here's $20. Can you waterboard me now? Jesus
Christ. I'm not saying anything.
You can. You're moving. You don't give a shit. You can burn that bridge. It's not going to come back to bite you.
Listen, I'm new to New York, and I'm just so happy to get stage time that I'm not going to burn any bridges right now. I love everyone who gives me stage time, and I don't care the weird shit you're practicing.
Interesting. You can book Pamela Ray at... Interesting. Chris, so you also have an interesting look about you as well. Why don't you tell the folks at home what's your story and your background with the comedy?
I'm physically disabled.
All right.
What else do I do? Well, I try to go out every now and then. I had a big thing in the winter where I was like, I'm going to go out, I'm going to have a relationship.
Right.
And that was just a disaster.
Why was it a disaster?
No, it was just like, you know, like...
Because he's a comic.
Yeah, but it's just like...
I mean...
Besides being the comic, it's like, I just... Oh, my God. Every time I would go on a dating site, it was just stupid questions, and I was just like, I'm not doing this.
What was it, like, the worst three questions that you got?
The worst three questions, number one is, is my disability transferable, which is normal.
That's really?
I've high-fived a kid many times. I'm like, okay, guys.
That's the third.
Wait, but what do they mean about transferable? Contagious? Are they talking about, like, am I going to get it, or kids. If we have children?
Yeah, we have children. So I was like, no, it's not going to be, that's not how this works. Then the second question is, what's the second question? I know the first one by heart.
Do you have a big
How
dick?
Big is your dick? Ah! Oh! That was easy.
That's not disability related. I just ask everyone that.
That's a Tourette's.
Big dick, big dick, big dick.
How's your dick?
See, this is 3 years of back and forth. This is why we're BFFs.
You know what? What around that bedroom is that it's thick. That's the only thing.
That's a humble brag. Damn.
A thermos.
I will not lie about that. That's just like, no.
That is so stand up about you.
I know. The main one is like the fisting. Can you fist me? That is like a normal question that I get asked a lot. Even by like...
You're like, I can double fist you.
I mean, I can go skiing inside if you want. If that's what you're into.
That is such a horrible... Because I just imagine it like a horror movie.
Right.
It's just normal, right? It's sexual. And then this gets stuck. And it's just breaking into the pelvis. Trying to pull it out.
But you can have fun with that, though.
You're like a vet when they try to, like, go into a cow. Like, just up to your shoulder.
It's like Planned Parenthood, the movie. You know what I'm saying? It's just like stuck in there. And she's like, no, get it out quick.
Yeah.
But you can have fun with that. You can say, okay, now let's pretend that I'm the puppet master and you're a dog. Right?
But you could also be on the show, like, Sex Almost Killed Me. Isn't that a show?
Yes.
Or, like, Sex Brought Me to the ER or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be a great episode.
Oh, my God.
If you do you fist women like that if they request it?
Yeah, but this doesn't, like, it would have to be this one.
Okay.
This one's smaller. And I just put it up to here.
When you put it in, do you yell, Shuriken! Like Street Fighter 2, or no?
No.
Oh, I would totally do that.
I'm trying to get her to come back.
That's a fair point. Fair point. Fair point.
He's like, and action. All right. We were good for
It's amazing too. He's married, don't you think?
It's a fucking miracle.
Isn't it?
And she's wonderful. What the hell?
Oh, I'm a good person.
I wonder
if you're not.
I'm a good dad, not a good person. That's a difference. Yeah.
When you left the room, I mouthed to her, like, do you want to be here? Have you been kidnapped?
I can save you.
Is someone holding you here?
Yes. We have a safe house for you. bring the jalapeno poppers. Let's go.
Bring the guacamole and the baby. Leave everything else. It's not important. Marriage. So, for your act, though, how much of it, I mean, I've seen you here and there. Do you talk a lot about it, or just go with other stuff, or?
I'm 50-50. I will literally talk about, like, whatever. If, the thing with me is, like, if there's a story in which my disability has, like, is either I don't know, like, it will be affecting this part of the story, or if it could be misdirection in a simple way. Like, one of the first real way, the first jokes that I had that I realized I can use this for more than just making quick jokes is when I made a joke about alcoholism, but I made it as, like, I couldn't open the can. So I used that as a tag. And now I have this bit that's my personal favorite. It's about my brother's actually going to be a fireman, and then I just talk about the time when I wanted to be a fireman. And I went to a firehouse and I told the fireman, like, I'm going to be you when I grow up. And he's just looking at me with this shocked, like, holy shit, how do I respond? Because I was, like, a little kid then, so he didn't know how to...
You lie like every fucking American. You sure are, buddy.
You can be, like, our Dalmatian.
Oh, that's part of the punchline. It's like...
See?
Sniff. Well, I was talking to Pam about this on the train because I noticed this with Chris has a great Instagram and obviously on Facebook as well. And I noticed that you put up these memes and they're, you know, the one
first day.
These various jobs and things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, tongue in cheek, kind of poking fun at yourself. And somebody got super offended at you. And
who?
I think Pam was saying she has that too, where somebody didn't even believe she had Tourette's or whatever. And I love this like culture now of
fake outrage. Really,
yeah, and I'm gonna take the battle of somebody else. And I don't know if that person just didn't bother to like realize that it's you posting about you.
No clue. That happened.
Is this a comic who posted this?
No, it was some random stranger.
Civilian.
Normies.
That happened twice.
Fucking muggle.
That happened twice. The first one was when I went to Matt's job, a friend of mine, Matt Maron, who's also a great comic,
yep.
told me, come to my job, and then you can do a First Day Friday as a barista. So I was like, okay, I did it, and I posted the picture up on Reddit and also Instagram. And then on Reddit, I got a comment like, oh, you know, it's not funny making fun of disabled people, and he was just trashing all of my photos from that point. So then another comic got on Reddit and then trashed him, saying, that's him, you idiot. Like, what?
Like, how about you just fuck off?
Yeah. And then what happened was that I posted another one, and he kept constantly going after my photos. So what I did was I just canceled it on Reddit, and I just stuck straight.
I just block him. Fuck that guy.
I didn't know how to do it on my phone. So I was just like, I don't want to deal with this, so I'm just going to go straight to Instagram, where I have more control.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second
find you?
Time,
oh.
No. The second time that happened was when I did the First Day Friday musician piano player.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was weird because one of my brother's friend's friends wrote a message like, oh, he's so inspiring going after what he's doing. I literally laughed because I was like, he knows that I'm a comic. And he said, he has no clue. I was like, good. Don't tell him. Just let him believe that I'm going to be a musician. A great pianist.
You can do anything.
The word inspiring just pisses me off.
I'm just going to say that's going to be such a slap in the face like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't tell me I'm inspired. Like, I've had people tell me that I used to have the worst case of Tourette's in America. Nobody had ever seen a case worse than mine. I, like, was out of school for 2 years, had broken bones, broke my neck, was awful.
Wait, stop, 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 stop. We're not going to glaze over this. Come back. How is it the worst case in America? Go, and I'll break it.
It was my whole body was uncontrollable. I threw my head back so many times, my neck shattered.
Holy
I was
shit.
Like, were
you in traction then, I guess, or
was I what?
In traction?
Were they just a neck burn?
Yeah.
No, they wanted to put Botox in my spine to paralyze me, but I was like, you know, out of the hospital for 2 years. Teams of doctors at like Rush Hospital and Cleveland Clinic. Oh yeah.
Oh,
it
wow.
was like it was really bad and then people would say things like I would just go to school.
That's so inspiring.
And people would be like, you're so inspiring, and I'd be like, because I wipe my ass. Like let me do something that's good and then say that.
But
what
does that
fucking
mean? And what is it in this, like, what are you inspiring?
My favorite, my favorite. Touche. He said,
"At
least
you
can." My favorite line ever. Boarding school. I was like towel drying my
humble
damn
brag. Boarding school.
Oh, it's because I got shipped away.
Like a dog?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like towel drying my damp hair in the
U.S. Postal.
Yeah, all of the above. My family was like, we're done.
Put in a crate.
Oh my god. Could not wait to get rid of me. But I was like in the bathroom at boarding school, like towel drying my hair, and a girl came in and she goes, if I or anyone else I know had your life, we'd probably be curled up in a cave somewhere slitting our wrists. I was like, thank you.
I wish you were. So here, let me get you a razor right now.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Jews in this world. Come on, give me a break.
Stupid.
Shitty compliments. You're so inspiring. I did nothing. Like, I've not put pants on today.
But here's the thing. Like, I here's what I don't understand. Like, what... I almost would want to be like, oh, really? What if I inspired you
I've
to
do? I've
done
that before. I've been like, what if I...
Call on the bullshit?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I speak about, like,
well, that's different.
Like, loving our differences and disability inclusion and all those pieces. And in that case, fine. Then I've inspired
you. Of course, they come up to you after that.
But if it's
that.
Just like a stranger who's like watching me have Tourette's and bark on an airplane, and then they like put their hand on me in the most condescending way, and they're like, you inspired me.
Like a pat on the head, like,
yeah.
Oh.
You know
inspired
what I do?
What?
I just scream, blow me.
If I could, then I could blame it on Tourette's. Blow me!
And they just start pulling out the belt and lowering the pants. And they're like, oh, okay, we're leaving.
Now, back to that case you said before. How did they fix that you would not shake and break your neck to that point? Like, how did you fix
that? Some of us start calling you shake and bake.
Oh my god, I love that. I have people that call me Tiki Tiki Tembo. It's shake and bake. God. Shimmy my little boobies. Yeah.
D cups aren't little. Okay.
I know, but they are much littler.
Yeah. You inspire me.
Yeah.
I shake my boobies.
I grab my tits, by the way, guys.
Like Shakira with her tits. That's on stage tomorrow night. I swear to Christ. I better be on stage tomorrow. So they fixed you, but.
We have two reps together. Sorry. Okay.
That's all she does. Okay.
How do I get fantastic? Never mind. Blowjobs. Oh, I wasn't going to say it. I just shake it.
Why? Because you put your mouth in.
Let Tourette's go. I'm just kidding.
It's like sticking dick in a dryer almost.
Uh-huh, but one that might chop down. So it's also like...
See, that's what I'm worried.
Adrenaline.
Yeah. Standing on the edge.
The ultimate gamble.
All right, so why are you alive?
Wait, yeah, back up. Answer this. So how did they get you past the part being shaken, break your neck like that?
I mean, some of it is like Tourette's is worse when puberty's at its worst. So once I was like mid-20s, okay. It calmed down a lot. And then a lot of it is Tourette's is worse when you try to hold it back. And I stopped giving a fuck what other people thought. And when I just like, fine, if I'm going to bark in public, I'm going to bark in public. Improv and stand-up were really what, made me okay with it. And then, we're being serious right now. Sorry. But Tourette's kind of calmed down.
Yeah.
What about when you're on stage doing your shit? Do you ever have, breakthrough, Tourette symptoms?
Not really. My Tourette's actually almost goes away when I'm on stage or when I'm writing comedy. Yeah, except I had a booking agent when I lived in the Midwest. Humble brag. And,
ding!
And he told me that I needed to let my Tourette's out on stage. Because people, I do jokes about it and then don't have it on stage.
When I was watching your set for Comics Watching Comics, you had a few blinks, but nothing. God. No, it was fine. No, it's good because you called me before. I'm really worried about this. And I watched obviously I watched each set 17,000 times for editing. And I was
a couple. Masturbation purposes.
I mean,
he does have lotion right there.
Why do you think it is there?
It's cool and fresh.
That's the jizz can behind it.
It's appropriate for the Yankees.
Or would you call it Monica's tonsils? All right.